Random House Audio presents selections from Dream Songs 3, selections from Wild Cards, and more stories from Martin's later years by George R. R. Martin. Read for you by Claudia Black, Eric Davies, Roy Dotrice, Kirby Hayborn, and Adrian Paul. Part 7, The Siren Song of Hollywood.
When I was in seventh grade, The Twilight Zone was my favorite television show. I never dreamed that one day I'd be writing for it. Now, let us make it clear that we're talking about two different shows here. I must look one hell of a lot older than I think, because sometimes when I mention that I worked on The Twilight Zone, I get the response, "Oh, I loved that show. What was it like to work with Rod Serling?" The clueless inevitably drop a T into Rod Serling's name. I loved that show, too, but sad to say I never worked with Rod Serling or even Rod Serling. I did, however, work with Phil Daguerre, Jim Crocker, Alan Brennert, Rockne S. O'Bannon, and Michael Cassett, as well as a host of terrific actors and directors on the short-lived and much-lamented Twilight Zone revival of 1985-87. Call it TZ2. There have been two more incarnations since, TZ3 and TZ4, but we prefer not to talk about them in polite company. It was the Armageddon rag that sent me off to the Twilight Zone. Published by Poseidon Press in 1983, the rag was supposed to be the breakout novel that would transform me into a best-selling author. I was proud of the book, and my agent and my editor were high on it as well. Poseidon paid me a whopping big advance for the rights, and I went right out and bought a larger house. The rag received some wonderful reviews. It was nominated for the World Fantasy Award, losing out to John M. Ford's superb The Dragon Waiting. And it